It's a big week when RHAP is on the road in Chicago. Check out my live show from Chicago. That's going to be up on Thursday, Wednesday night. Shannon Gus is going to be live with you with Kelly Wentworth after Survivor. And we preview the Dondi finale with Deal or No Deal Island host Joe Manganiello, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 16th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Mary on a Monday minus two.
Yep, Monday minus two. The feeds were down for quite a while yesterday, but I still managed to pack quite a lot in.
There you go. We are here to update you on everything that happened on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds yesterday, and let's get straight into it. It was day 14 in the house, 2 weeks in, and we started the day. Chelsea is our HOH, of course, and the plan, as we talked about yesterday, was to nominate Damien and Kiki for eviction, and with a potential for a Kaylin backdoor. We know that that Chelsea had the day before talked about, like, you know, yeah, maybe we'll backdoor Kaylin. I kind of want to avoid putting her on the block. I don't want her to start spilling anything. But at the same time, like, I want her to feel unsafe and I want her to come to me with deals and I want to, like, get something from her. And, you know, if that doesn't work out, then, you know, we do have this backdoor plan. So right away, early in the day, she has her talk with Kaylin, and I don't think she gets what she wants out of this guy. I don't think she got what she wanted the night before when she tried to talk to Kaylin and Kaylin was like, I don't want to talk to you. I think that was the first sign that something was amiss here and that maybe she should go all in on this backdoor Kaylin plan. But then she also has this conversation with her in the morning where Kaylin is not really offering much up here. She is like, hey, you know, people should be on the jury that are going to be good on the jury, right? Right. And she'll say, okay. And she's like, well, here's my plan. I'm going to put Damien and Kiki on the block. Damien's the pawn. Kiki's the target. And Kaylin's like, oh, Damien though. I don't know. I feel like you could make a deal with Damien and keep him safe. I think you should target Esty. I think she's the dangerous one. Just like, this is not the conversation Chelsea wanted to have with Kaylin.
No, and this whole day, it's really funny to watch what different people's priorities are, because certain people like Kiki and Kaylin, they're so concerned with making sure other people don't get put up on their block that they're not worrying about themselves enough. And so Kaylin ends up feeling pretty safe for the rest of the day. And she kind of has the right idea in that she feels like Adam and Sam are controlling everything. And so she feels good with them, but she's not concentrating enough on, like, the person who is actually HOH and who is actually putting people up on the block as well. And I know that there are some blurred lines with, like, who is really coming up with all these plans, but I think it's really Chelsea has slightly her own agenda, and I don't know that if, like, Adam or Sam was HOH, they'd be doing the exact same thing. But yeah, the Mama is not having the best read, and for a psychic, you'd think she'd be a little better at this.
She has, like, an extreme case of overconfidence where she just feels so safe, and she is going to go around telling people that like, don't worry, I've convinced them that they want me in jury for sure.
Oh yeah.
Cause she has this whole notion about like respecting certain kinds of players and like, you know, I you don't want people to respect the Paris type of player. Nobody likes the Paris. It's everyone likes the Erica, and I'm like an Erica, and you know, I would respect
an
Erica.
Cause Erica won last season and yeah. Paris lost, right? Paris is on the jury.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I think, you know, people like Chelsea are hearing this and like, sounds to me like I don't want you in jury if you're going to be like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just funny how people don't have the full picture of what's going on. And I would say Chelsea is close to having everything figured out. But even she's got a few holes in her logic. I don't know. No one is jumping out at me as like being the mastermind who really, really understands everything yet.
So. I think the problem is that we have people like Eddie. We have people like Chelsea, like smart people who are playing the game well, but they're brought down by the fact that the people controlling the game are these pretty boys who are a bunch of dummies, but they're using such a successful formula that it's keeping the smart people down. The smart people are fighting against the formula and the formula is winning. And that's kind of interesting, honestly.
It's interesting. But yeah, so Mama doesn't do a great job talking. Kiki also doesn't do a great job right after Chelsea won HOH in assuring her. Apparently Kiki was just like, oh, you're a cool person, I like you, and hoped that that would be enough to keep her off the block, which also doesn't work.
Kiki also has a extreme case of overconfidence. which happened, as we talked about yesterday, where she talked to Chelsea and was like, that conversation went great, when it definitely didn't. And then we'll talk about what happens today as well. But there's some more overconfidence that happens. Chelsea also talks to Eddie, just a brief conversation about like, hey, I was kind of concerned about that vote that happened. Like, what's going on? Are we still working together? Are we still good? Yes, we're totally good. I will protect you. You will protect me. We're good. We're working together. It's fine. Cool.
Yeah, and this is where I like Chelsea's reads, though, is Chelsea seems to have like a pretty good sense of where Eddie is and where Dane is, at least that she knows that they're playing both sides actively, and she puts them in the box a lot of times of people she's not sure if would play the veto or use the veto if they want it. So I really liked her conversation with Eddie, for one thing. One thing that I love the way about how Chelsea talks with people is she speaks very intelligently and also sort of assumes intelligence in other people. She doesn't talk down to them or, you know, baby them. And I like the way that she gets those things across. And also apparently Eddie and Chelsea use the same foundation. So that bonded them a little bit.
There you go. Feeds go down for a while, as Mary brought up at the top of the show. They were down for a long time. It was some sort of have not thing.
Oh yeah, very convenient for my work schedule, but yeah, they had a have not competition, which sounds like it involved eating large quantities of food made out of slop, and lots of people threw up and it was not great, and unfortunately Sam is a have not again, and so everyone's sad about that. Everyone also keeps calling Anthony baby, which is kind of annoying, like, oh, poor baby is on slop and is a have not. Kind of annoying.
I guess that's the thing. If you get the HOH competition on the eviction show, then you have to sit through a have not competition, because there has to always be a competition on the episode, always, for whatever reason, because of ratings, guys. They only care about the competitions.
Hey, you know what? As a kid watching these shows, though, that was the only part I was interested in, so maybe they're just feeding that demographic.
When I was a kid, I still didn't care about the competition.
Well, Karen, you are not necessarily the baseline for like average children watching reality TV.
So. I don't know. Of the people that watched Big Brother as an 8-year-old child, I feel like I'm probably one of the few that's still around. So,
well, you have a point there. I don't know.
All right. So after the feeds come back, Chelsea is going to talk to her potential nominees. First is Damien, and she lets him know, hey, you're going on the block. I'm sorry. You are going to be going on the block. It's just as a pawn. You know, and I will tell the whole house that you are the pawn. And you know what? I'm not even going to tell the other person that they're going on the block.
That was Chelsea's plan pretty much from the beginning. Was there, she's not going to tell Kiki. She's going to surprise her and make it even more obvious that Damien is the pawn, because she's letting Damien in on everything. She doesn't directly tell Damien who is going up against him, but she does sort of hint to it, where she definitely told Eddie a lot more about what her full plan was and what was going to happen. With Damien, she just sort of hints around a little bit to what's happening. But she says over and over, I'm just doing this because I think it'll ruffle the fewest feathers. And Damien handles it pretty well.
Yeah, basically saying, like, you know, you've been on the block before, so it's kind of like it's an easy choice here. And he's like, I get it. So that, you know, it goes all right. Damien's gonna, you know, mope around a little bit afterward. She also lets Anthony know who's gonna be going up on the block, Damien and Kiki. Does not let Anthony know about the plan to backdoor Kaylin. She is a little concerned about telling him. She knows that he's close with her. Little does she know, he already kind of knows about the plan and is totally cool with it. So it would be great if she told him, because that, I think, would help her relationship with him.
Yeah, I think most people, even if they knew what the full plan is, most people would be cool with it, including Damien, probably. I think Kiki is really the only one who is, like, just burying her own game, trying to protect Mama. It's so frustrating. We'll get to that. It's frustrating.
There's a lot of people that Chelsea doesn't tell. Like, she thinks that this is kind of a secret plan, but she keeps telling a bunch of people, but not other people. But basically everybody knows at this point, except for, like, the few people that I guess should know and are doing things that are going to endanger their game because they don't.
And then there's a conversation with Kiki and Kaylin talking about how their opinion has changed about Mackie, and how their opinion has changed about Dane a little bit. They feel a little bit betrayed by Dane because of the way he voted. So just sort of more fallout from that previous vote.
Yeah. So Chelsea also talks to Adam and Sam and says, you know what, I am on board the, like, we're going to get Kaylin out. We're going to backdoor Kaylin. That's what's going to happen. We're good about that. I do think she really firmly decided yesterday on the, throughout the day, especially after her talk with Kaylin, like, you know what, I really want this to happen. I was a little hesitant at first, but all aboard. Let's get out Kaylin. And so she lets them know, like, hey, win the veto. Take one of them off. We'll get Kaylin out. They wonder, you know, what happens, though, if Kaylin wins the veto? She uses the veto. What happens then? Esty will go up on the block. It'll be fine. Yeah.
In which case, I'm pretty sure the plan from Chelsea is still to get Kiki out in that case.
Yes, but there are a lot of people that would rather Esty leave.
Yeah. And it's funny because it's most of Esty's allies that would rather have Esty leave. So,
yeah. So Chelsea then is going to talk to Kiki and Esty and let them know. And you may have noticed, I'm finally calling Steph Esty. I've given in.
Yeah, I'm doing that in my notes, although for whatever reason, I'm spelling S-T-E-S-T-E-E. So it's just the way I'm reading her name. But
The problem is that, like, it's still, people say it both ways all the time still. And, like, they type it out both ways and it's all over the place. But S-T, I think, is the more popular way.
Yeah.
Especially in the house. So,
And I know the chat is getting annoyed with us saying mama, but, like, that is what they keep calling her. And so I keep typing it because that's what they're saying when I'm just trying to write verbatim. I'm trying to say Kaylin, but it's difficult. There was also a Kaylin on The Bachelor this season. So I'm just, too many names. They all sound the same.
So Chelsea lets Kiki know, hey, you're going on the block. But it would be great if you won the veto. That's all I'm going to say. So basically does the opposite of what she said she was going to do.
Yeah.
But it works out because Kiki responds Like so. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That's so great of you. I'm going to play in the veto. That's awesome. I just hope you know this doesn't change anything. You're still not on my radar, and this is great.
Yeah, it's great. And the best part of this is the camera I was watching was just doing a slow zoom on Esty's face the entire time this conversation was going on. And Esty just looks like she's about to burst into tears throughout this whole conversation. It's amazing. It's really great camera work from the live feed.
Yeah, Esty was really annoyed. Kiki was like super cheerful and again, way overconfident.
And Chelsea even tells Kiki, she's like, you know, there may be a potential for alternate options. So go for the veto.
Yeah, I think at one point Kiki was like, I think you're more upset than I am, Chelsea.
Yeah. That was great. And at this point, I'm thinking, wow, bravo. This is going well. Because I don't know. I firmly believe that in a lot of cases, if you don't make the HOH mad, then they're more likely to think they could repair things, which is like exactly what happened. Chelsea immediately starts talking with Kira after this. And I think Sam might be there too. And she's like, oh my gosh, I don't know. That was amazing. I was not expecting that. Kiki, she thanked me. She thanked me for putting her on the block. This is great. Maybe it wouldn't be the worst thing if she stayed. Maybe I can try to repair that bridge later. And I'm like, awesome. This is going great. Most people are probably going to try to throw the veto to them anyway, so that either Damien or Kiki will win it. So, I mean, at this point, everything seems great for Kiki.
Yes, this definitely is. And, you know, we've talked about this before on the podcast, but like this is the way to handle a nomination if it's clear that it's like, it's happened, right? Like, this isn't, you know, I need somebody to go up as a pawn, and I'm wondering, like, maybe if you were willing.
No, then you fight for it.
Yeah, this is, I've, you know, it's been a day, and I've decided you are going on the block. Not even saying that she's a pawn, saying, like, hey, win the veto. So at that point, the right move is to control your emotions and be like, hey, listen, I understand. I just hope you know I'm not going to be coming for you in retaliation. In fact, don't even say that. Don't even say the word retaliation. Do exactly what Kiki did, which is like, hey, just, I still love you. You're still not on my radar, no matter what, you know, and this will all work out great. And I, you know, we'll work together in the future.
And that's actually something that Kira did pretty well last week. There were a lot of conversations where Kira was talking to Dane saying, you know, you're still not on my radar. I wouldn't have done that to you. I mean, you don't want to do the, oh, I would never have put you up. Oh, and act sad about it. But you do want to reassure them you're not coming after them next week as well.
Yes. And to be clear, though, this is not enough to change Chelsea's mind about if the veto is not used. I think she would still prefer Kiki to leave. However, I do think it helps, you know, this, because I do think she was a little bit on the fence about the Kaylin backdoor until this morning. And so after this morning, she's leaning toward Kaylin. And now after the Kiki conversation, it's more reinforcement that like, hey, this is repairable. So if we do go through this backdoor Kaylin plan, everything's going to work out great because I can get back in with Kiki.
I will say, though, I was getting slight Angelina from Survivor flashbacks with Chelsea yesterday. Chelsea said to almost everyone in the house, oh my gosh, this is great. I think I could probably repair this relationship with Kiki and work with her later on. Why are you telling everyone this? Like, it's okay to tell, like, maybe your closest ally who might also work with you, but it was very much like, yeah, I'm doing this so that I can benefit later, not you guys. Because if other people were smart, they'd say, oh shoot, maybe we should get rid of Kiki and, or at least stir it up so that they don't want to, you know, you don't want Chelsea to have a bond that you're not part of. That was a little bit annoying to me.
Yeah, well, again, I think really Chelsea's biggest, you know, weakness in the game is that there are a lot of people she feels like she's working with without realizing that there's a sort of separate thing going on that she is not quite a part of. We then get Chelsea and Kira. This is when Chelsea is telling Kira about how Kiki reacted. She's like, you reacted very strangely. It's very weird. but I feel like I can repair that relationship. And then we can pull off the Kaylin back door, and Kira is all on board for that at the moment.
Kira and Chelsea do bring up something, though, where they are wondering if maybe Mark told Kiki, tipped Kiki off ahead of time that she might be going up, because they are saying, you know, I didn't think Kiki was that smart or had that much intuition to be able to sense it coming. It was like she knew that it was coming. And that's something that also Chelsea has sort of been talking about all day, is testing Mark, giving Mark little bits of information and saying, oh, if we find out that Mark told people, then we know that Mark's lying. I don't think Mark told Kiki. That didn't happen.
Meanwhile, Kiki's like, you know what? This proves we can't trust Mark, because he didn't tell me.
It was really great. The everything that was going on with this is setting up somehow. Mark is not doing anything, and somehow both sides are getting less and less trusting with him.
Yeah. Funny. Dane is becoming less trusting of Mark, and Kiki and Esty, they're like, hate Mark at this point. They are like, Mark is the worst. Like, everything he does is like the worst possible thing in the world. It's also like, I saw something, I didn't see this, but I saw something on Twitter about Kaylin was complaining about Adam coming into the room a couple times, like, oh, he's trying to intimidate us. But he was like just checking on the dryer. This is Mark with Kiki and Esty, where like anything he does is like he's the devil. I can't believe what he's doing to us. And meanwhile, he's like, I mean, I thought I was close with those girls, but I don't know. They're kind of acting weird.
Yeah, and Mark is the best, too, because I love the way Mark talks with everyone, especially the way Mark talks with Chelsea. Every time Mark talks, he comes in the room and he's like, okay, so here's what I'm going to do. And I'm just doing this so that if it gets back to you, you know, I told you, and that's how we can build trust. He explains out like everything he's thinking about every move. And he's constantly talking about like, oh yeah, I know those girls. I know Kiki and Esty. They trust me, but I see that I'm playing them too. We're doing this. And he's like, he's in his own world of thinking that he's in this like tight bond with them, and that he's fooling them, and that they're each playing each other, when really everybody doesn't trust Mark.
And there's probably like a 90% chance that this is going to work out this way. And so, you know, then if you think about it, the 15% thing over here.
He's doing so much math the whole time. He's like, oh, if there's two people playing, that's 20% chance right there. So there's an 80% chance they're going to win. And then, oh, even less than that, because there'll be three people trying. It's great.
Yeah. Masonry says Taryn and Mark on freaking lock preseason. His energy is just not good in the Big Brother house. Yeah. Basically what we thought of Mark preseason, and then when the feeds came on, we were like, whoa, maybe he's not what we thought he was. No, he definitely was. It just took a little bit longer to see it.
And I can't get past Mark. He's trying to make so many jokes, and sometimes they land and sometimes they don't. He's like Jack Black, kind of. He's just like, it's just very, there was something he did
Jack
last
Black,
week.
The incredibly successful comedian?
No, but like, he's like trying to be Jack Black, and it's not landing. So I don't know. It's great. Also, he tries to make jokes a lot with Damien, and Damien has like zero expression 90% of the time. So that's a fun sounding board also.
Yeah. Let's see. We got Chelsea and Kiki talks to Eddie and Damien. And so the Kiki now that she knows she's going on the block, Kiki is like, all right, we need to come up with a plan. We need to come up with a plan here. We need to lie about somebody. We need to like convince Chelsea to put somebody else on the block. Now, Kiki doesn't know that the plan is already in place to backdoor somebody else. She's like, no, we need to get somebody on the block. And so she's like, who can we get on the block? We should lie about Kira. We should try and get Chelsea to nominate Kira as a replacement.
That's not going to work. It's not going to work. You picked the one person who it's like, definitely not going to work with ever. Let's pick the person who is their closest ally. Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, it's like her thought process was, who do I want to see on the block the most?
Yeah, it's like Kira. It's like, let's not, I mean, priority number one, make sure you're safe. But no, no, no. Kiki's like, okay, well, we can't have Daddy, Eddie go up. We can't have Dane go up. We can't have Esty go up. Can't have Kaylin go up. It's like, I'm surprised she wasn't even saying, oh, don't want Corey to go up. Corey might be a number. Oh, you know what? Sam, she's not that bad. Can't have Sam go up. You know, Mark, he's funny. Hate him, but like, don't want him. No, she's just worry about yourself and maybe Esty. But like, pick one person. You throw anyone else under the bus. If you are on the block, this is the time to just make sure you're safe. And she's so suspect of like, I don't get it. Why is Adam? Why are Adam and Sam and Chelsea? They all keep coming up to me saying, play for the veto, play for the veto. Like, why are they telling me to do this? It's because they want Esty up. They're trying to trick me. They think they're going to trick me. They think that if no one wins and it stays the same, they'll just vote me out. And if I come up, they'll say it's the plan all along to get Esty up. She's so suspicious. And like, okay. I know some people are going to say, I can't 100% blame her because like, yeah, that could be the plan. And it's only because we know that that's not the plan that's so bad. But it's like, she did so well pretending to act all calm. And she's going to ruin it for herself by causing a big stink and throwing herself on or throwing, you know, trying to throw Kira under the bus or doing anything. Just remain calm. I got a little frustrated.
I love it. I think this is the problem. I think the underlying motivation behind how well she took the nomination, like being told she was a nominee, was that she actually is terrified, but she's like the kind of person that like takes being terrified and tries to pretend she's not. And so like she's like, no, this is all definitely cool, but like underneath she's like, oh. And so like that sort of energy that she's trying to like keep down is coming out in unique ways where it's like, what we need to do is we need to get Kira on the block and lie to Chelsea about Kira. Oh, Kira's trying to come after you and stuff. And so oh man. And so you know, it's luckily the plan is not going to be they're not going to do the plan until after the veto, and hopefully by then they're going to realize they don't need to do the plan.
I'm not even sure who I want to win the veto at this point. Like, I guess if Esty won, maybe Kiki would like not even think about doing this plan. I don't want her to do the plan. Like, it would probably be great TV, but I'm trying to have everyone be happy. And I guess for that, I'm sacrificing Kaylin because like the fewest people would care. I just want to see Kaylin's face when she realizes she's not safe and she's not automatically going to jury. That's mostly what I want. Just because the way Kaylin talks to everyone is just like, you know, oh yeah, I'm going to jury. You get me? I'm going to jury. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like trying to teach everybody. And really, you're like, oh, you're not safe even a little bit.
Yeah. I'm back and forth a little bit because I like Kaylin. I like the weirdness she brings to the house. And I also would like to see Esty, operate on her own. But at the same time, Kiki, she's kind of bringing a fun energy now that she's been nominated. And I kind of like what she's bringing to the table. Plus, I think she's a lot better in competitions and therefore more likely to shake things up. So now that I'm seeing Kiki in action a little more, I'm not like higher on her as a player necessarily, but I am enjoying what she's bringing to the table a little more. I think I would at this point prefer to see the Kaylin thing happen just because I think her currency in the game is worthless at this point. There's really not much room for her to maneuver anymore. Nobody trusts her. Nobody thinks that nobody's influenced by her as scared as everybody is of her. She doesn't really have anything that she can use in the game.
No. Although I the one thing I don't understand is why is the Kiki side of things, why are they not trying to rope Corey in a little more? Like, that was someone who didn't vote last time and could work really in their favor in a tie situation. I just don't know. I don't know why that wasn't really happening at all. Corey in a pretty good spot here and not on anyone's radar. And I'm not really sure why. Like, that would be the number one person I would be trying to work with.
I think it's just because she was so irrelevant last week that she continues to be kind of irrelevant this week.
Yeah, and Kiki has an inability to like make any friends outside of her group of friends.
Yes, that's the problem. Really, I'm surprised because Adam has been saying for days, almost a week now at this point, like, I gotta go talk to Corey. I gotta reel Corey in. And it's just not happening. And at this point, it's almost too late. He had a golden opportunity. Corey would have been a fantastic number for him. But he just, he's not bothering to do it anymore. I think he's getting a little complacent. He's not, as Anthony would say, being humble. And so, I think he doesn't feel like he needs her. I bet you next week you're gonna wish you had talked to Corey, Adam. If you're a week in the future, rewind to this update. And remember me saying, Adam's going to wish he had talked to Corey. But, you know, it's just not happening. Chelsea did talk to Corey, as we talked about yesterday. They're trying to make something happen. But there wasn't a whole lot of follow up today. People just forget to follow up with Corey. And so Corey ends up defaulting to the people that she bonded with initially, who had since started hating her and wanting to target her, Kaylin. But that's the only person that she feels like is willing to talk to her. So she ends up talking with Kaylin a lot. And if anything, she's one of the few people that Kaylin does have as a number.
Okay, so if Kiki is trying to protect all these people, instead of throwing Kira under the bus, which isn't gonna work, maybe at least I wouldn't hate the idea so much if she was trying to like get Corey up in their place. You know, if Corey is so irrelevant, like you were saying, maybe that would seem more likely. It's like Laura trying to get Adam to put Sam up. It's like you can't just pick the person you want to see on the block. You gotta think like the HOH a little bit.
Yeah. I just like Corey is still, she's like just waiting to be picked up and brought over to somebody's side. All they need to do is just like bring her in, but nobody's willing to like take the time to like just keep like they'll talk to her once and be like, hey, we should work together. Don't trust those other people. And then they just don't talk to her again.
I have like a dream alliance of like Chelsea and Kiki and Esty and like Eddie and Damien and Corey. Basically, anyone who's not the pretty boys or Kaylin is kind of like, and I'm not like anti pretty boys even. Like I like some of them individually. I just think it would be fun to have like, instead of having the two lines where they are now, create like a new section and take out the other side. I just think that'd be kind of cool.
Yes, Corey did talk to Damien yesterday and let him know that she would be a vote for him to stay, that she likes him and wants to, you know, they do have their, you know, final two. So Corey, you know, is still in with Damien there. Kira also talks to Damien at one point and says, that they want him to stay and that they tried to keep him off the block, even though he voted against them. So, you know, Damien he's got allies. It doesn't seem to me like Damien will be evicted unless, you know, some things change if he stays on the block.
I take it back. I want a final four of Corey, Eddie, Damien, and Kaylin. And then I want Corey to win and have to betray some of her final twos.
She'll really have a hard time doing that.
No, it'll be so easy, especially when Kaylin wins the veto this week, which is definitely going to happen.
The nominations happen and Kiki and Damien are in fact nominated. Chelsea talks to Anthony again, still hasn't told him about the backdoor plan.
But she does call him baby about three more times.
Just the idea of calling Anthony baby, like of all of the people in the house to be called baby, Anthony's like the biggest guy.
Yeah, I think that's the joke, Taryn.
It's just so funny. Every time you mention it, it makes me think of him as a baby.
I don't know. It's like I half hope that we're like missing something and there was like a comp and he did something that was like adorable, but it's fine.
Anyway, he kind of is like talking about the two nominees, and I got the sense from Chelsea again here where he talks about like, you know, I'm not sure what Damien will do. And she's like, I don't think he'll do anything. I don't think Damien can do anything. Like, she's trying to protect Damien a little bit. I think she wants Damien to stay, but not willing to say it out loud. She says, but, you know, if the nominations stay the same, I don't really care. Either one could go. So I think that's, again, if on the unlikely, in the unlikely possibility that Damien and Kiki stay on the block come eviction, I think that Chelsea will be like, hey, I don't really mind either way. But Damien's not a big threat.
Yeah, and I know you had said earlier in the week that you thought it would be good for Chelsea to take Damien out to sort of hurt the guys. Do you still stand by that? Because I think taking Caitlin out doesn't hurt the guys at all. But like, I don't necessarily agree that it's in Chelsea's best interest to hurt the guys' side.
It's tricky. I still do think that, you know, honestly, at this point, I feel like she might have an in to target Mark. The Dane is starting to get kind of annoyed at him. I think that if she worked it enough, she could maybe get Mark on the block and then see what that does. But again, she doesn't have the information to know how to do that properly and why she would need to do that. So it's hard to say that's what she should do. Beyond that, I do think Kaylin is somebody that the guys are focused on, that they're worried about. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think she needs to take Kaylin out for them. Kiki is somebody that is willing to work with her and will go against the guys for sure and is good competition to take the guys out. So I don't want her to get Kiki out either, which kind of does leave Damien, who, as much as I like him and as much as he doesn't like the guys and he calls them the popular kids and he wants to go against them, I don't think he is as valuable an ally because the guys like him and the guys kind of want to protect him and bring him in as much as they can. And I don't think he, like, what you want as an ally is somebody that will not only be beneficial to help you in terms of winning competitions and going after somebody, but also somebody that will be a target in front of you, a threat, a distraction over you. And I don't think Damien is that for Chelsea. So,
right. Yeah. But if you get rid of Kaylin, the reason I think this is good for Chelsea is it frees up a couple people who might be more willing to work with Chelsea, who are against the guys. So that might free up, you know, Eddie more or Kiki or SD, like some of these other people, especially if Chelsea can, if this all works out and Kaylin goes home and Chelsea can explain to Kiki, this was my plan all along. I really wanted Kaylin out, but, you know, I couldn't tell her. I couldn't let the information get back to her. So that's why I had to keep it hush hush. But I really want to work with you. I want to get, you know, the girls and Eddie and maybe a couple other people together. I think that is a way that she could sort of flip it on the guys to where I just like anyone bonding with Chelsea who will become closer to Chelsea than they are with like Adam or Dane or anyone.
Yeah, I think that Kaylin might be the second best choice, or at least at the very least, not a bad choice. I think that she's playing well with the information that she has. So I wouldn't say she's making a mistake targeting Kaylin. I think that she will gain some trust with the house by taking out somebody that they think is threatening, and doing like what the house wants, building trust in that way. It's a little bit like the Derek move where you win HOH and you go after a very mutually agreed house target that everyone wants gone. You keep your word to everyone and they all feel good about you. You build some credibility with it. So I do think that she can, I think that she can come away from this HOH in a decent spot. The problem is that she still has the pretty boys in the house with power and coming after one of her closest allies, which is going to be a little dangerous for her. But again, if she survives that, if Sam ends up leaving because the pretty boys target her and then Chelsea remains in the game, I think that Chelsea, because of building the trust in this week, will have some room to maneuver after that. So I think
especially if Sam can get on the jury or something.
Yeah, I think Chelsea is totally, totally fine here.
Yeah. So I'm not super mad at it.
Yes. So she is going to talk to Eddie, Kaylin's going to talk to Eddie, and they talk about a little bit about Anthony and Eddie. It's always funny, Eddie's conversations with Kaylin, where Eddie's like, you know, Anthony told me not to tell you about the vote last week, and that's kind of weird. Like, he's always talking to other people, like how do we feel about Anthony? And Kaylin's like, nah, it's fine. Eddie's with us. Anthony's with us. He didn't need to tell. You didn't need to tell me about the vote. It was fine.
Anthony's with us. You know what I mean? You get me? It's like Eddie is so right, and he's trying so hard to convey the truth to Caleb. Caleb just doesn't take it. It's some of my favorite conversations. Like these are the ones that I'm going to miss if Caleb goes home, but it's just going to be so satisfying when she finds out.
They end up talking about like, oh yeah, I guess it's good because Anthony has connections to the other side. He'll always tell us the truth. Eddie does trust Anthony to not betray him. He was just trying to warn Kaylin that maybe she shouldn't trust him to not betray her. But they still like Anthony. They still want to work with him. And they also talk about how they would love to see Esty leave. They both would rather see Esty leave than Kiki because they know that Esty is able to get in with the guys a lot more. Esty has more connections to the other side than Kiki does, so Esty's more dangerous to them.
And they've both told Chelsea this, and so like if Chelsea wants to use that information, you know, in her favor later, that could potentially be a good way for Chelsea to split up Esty from some other people. I'm not really sure why that would benefit Chelsea, but it's just kind of fun information for her to have.
Yeah.
I just love the fact that they're going after Esty, and meanwhile Esty and Kiki are just trying so hard to keep their group together.
Chelsea talked to the cameras, which was fun. She said, like, you know, I've never watched the live feed, so I don't know how this works, but it was kind of adorable. She said she does want Kaylin gone this week. That is her plan. She really hopes that she can make it happen. And hopefully we'll get some more of Chelsea talking to the cameras, because she's one of the people that I want to know the most about, like, what's going on in her head.
Yeah, I love any moment like this, obviously, where you can find out what the actual truth is great. And so as of now, yeah, Chelsea definitely trying to get Kaylin out. And then we have another conversation with Kira and Chelsea about how Chelsea thinks they need to spend a little more time apart, and that it's not great for them. And there's something that I noticed. I want to like describe this the best way, the way that Kira and Chelsea talk is very, and Mark actually does this too. So it's not, Kira's not the only one, but it's like Chelsea will be having a game conversation with Kira, and then Kira will chime in with these like personal things as saying like, oh, Kiki is so young. If I was 23 in the house, I'd be lost too. And then Carol will be like, well, I'm just 25 and I'm not lost. And it's like not listening to the game message there, but just trying to chime in with like, oh yeah, Kaylin always knows exactly what to tell me. She's always telling me I'm smart instead of saying I'm beautiful. And then Carol will be like, oh, well, I tell you, you're both smart and beautiful. Like I do that all the time. So it's just, I just something interesting that I picked up there with that dynamic. And I know you had mentioned that Kira is like wanting Chelsea to be that meat shield, and that's why they want to be seen as a pair, which I agree with to some extent, but it's a little bit like every single time Chelsea brings this up, Kira says over and over, it seems surprised about like, oh, but we don't even hang out that much. Meanwhile, they're sitting in the room together for like 30 minutes talking.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some element of strategy where Kira realizes that it's good for them. But at the same time, I think it's like 95% insecurity. I think that Kira is just like really, like anytime that Chelsea talks to Kira about like, hey, like for instance, Kira brought up like, hey, I know you don't want to, you know, do too much, so I was thinking that I will stop doing this. And Chelsea was like, yeah, but I was thinking like more than that. And Kira's like, more than that?
Yeah.
So come on. Like, we can't even do this. And then like later in the night, Kira comes in and tries to say like, hey, can we sleep in the same? Can I sleep up here? And Chelsea was like, no, that's a really bad idea. Kira's like, really? Come on. And Chelsea's like, no, like you have to go back downstairs. Kira's like, well, people won't even realize I'm up here. They won't even realize. And Chelsea's like, yeah, they will. And Kira's like, oh, but I miss our late night chats. And Chelsea's like, what are you talking about? Like, we had like two late night chats. Like, just chill. Like, we're playing a game, not like dating.
Yeah, and I mean, and that's the thing is, like, if it turns out, because I you don't get a lot of Kira talking to the camera about this situation. So if it turns out that Kira is doing this, like, pretty much all for strategy and like wants that, then, like, I applaud Kira in a lot of ways. This is great.
Sure.
And it must be really, really difficult to be, like, kind of trying to get, like, friend zone, for a better word, friend zone in the game sense. But like, trying to fight against that and trying to be like, oh no, but we need to hang out. Like, that part is good, but it comes across as being much less about the game, and then it comes across being kind of like, oh, you're not taking a hint at all, and it's very tricky. But then again, like, I do want to reiterate, I did hear Mark doing some of this same thing, because Chelsea had the same conversation about talking about how Kaylin is so manipulative, and how Kaylin knew to tell Chelsea that she was smart instead of saying that she was beautiful. And then Mark immediately goes, oh, but you are both. I tell you, you're both beautiful. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, we just heard this 30 minutes ago. So I just think it's funny when you have people saying that kind of thing. I'd probably do the same if I was in that situation. But yeah, the other thing that Kira talks about in this conversation, they do segue sometimes between, like, okay, now we're going to get back in the game, even though we just had this moment. Talking about how Kira at least thinks that Kiki is acting like she's coming out to play the game right now because she is more nervous and insecure about going home. And there was a lot of talk about how Kira thinks Kiki is really, really weak. And that's why this is coming out this way. And so, I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that completely. I know you, like, I do think Kiki is nervous and reading the situation wrong, but I think that Kiki does have a little more game sense to know how she should be responding to, like, Chelsea immediately when Chelsea said, you're on the block, and Kiki handled that so well. I think it was, you know, I think Kiki was smart to do it that way. And I think Kiki knew what she was doing.
I mean, she was also saying, again, like, with this overconfidence stuff, where she was like, I'm not concerned at all. I think I'm totally fine. Like, I think she doesn't want me gone. I think that this is going to be good. I think this is going to be good for us, which is a little crazy. But yeah, yeah. Kira's been driving me crazy with this Chelsea stuff. It gives me like this is the kind of behavior where, like, I can totally feel for Chelsea in this moment, but, like, even beyond the game, where, like, if somebody acted like this, I would just be running in the opposite direction for miles before I even looked back. And Chelsea is not only stuck in a house with this person, but also is working with this person, and she does like Kira. That's the thing about it. That's the hardest part about it, is that you like this person, you want to hang out with them, but they're so, like, way over, like, clingy, like, whoa, just calm down, especially because we're in a game. And it's so over the top.
But on the other hand, you have to think about, like, this is the one person that Chelsea has that, like, no one else has. This is the one person that will, you know, definitely never put Chelsea on the block. Like, there's a lot of benefits to having that person, except mm-hmm. that it's so visible.
Yes.
You know, to most people, which is okay. So it's kind of interesting, because on the one hand, I do think Chelsea is annoyed to the extent where, hey, maybe trying to pitch Kira going up on the block, like, would work at some point. I don't think it would work at this point, way too early for that. But I mean, if this continues to happen week after week, maybe there would be, you know, maybe Kiki's plan isn't so crazy. Well, but at the same time, I just think you can't have someone with you who is, like, more of a detriment to your game. It's that balance of, are we at this point where Kira is more of the detriment? But I do feel for Kira too. The scene where, because there were several times where Chelsea and Kira and Sam, and sometimes Adam was there as well, like, there were more people all up in the room talking and hanging out. And I feel like if Kira is doing that a lot, like, in with more of a group, I think Kira probably feels like, oh, I'm getting in more with this group. It's not just me and Chelsea. Like, I'm finally in with Adam. I'm finally in with Sam. And then to have Chelsea be like, yeah, you're still on the outs and you're still making my game look worse. That must be hard to hear as well. If Kira truly is trying to become more of a part of it.
Yeah, I get it. I get it though. But at the same time, like Kira came into this game, like, I know the game. I'm going to be a strategic player. And like this is so like Chelsea is right that it's great for them to not be associated, or at least it is great for Chelsea not to be associated. So, you know, it's a tough situation, and you can see it from a strategic angle on Kira's end, although I don't think that they're thinking about it on a strategic level. And then you can see it on, you know, from Chelsea's end as well. And it'll be interesting to see, because I think that if Kira keeps pushing like this, I do think Chelsea will eventually be like, you gotta go. I'm sorry. Because there are a lot of benefits, for Chelsea, and some to Kira as well, for them to be separated. And one of them is that Kiki thinks that she can get Kira on the block with Chelsea as the HOH. That's good for them. That means that they're not seen as enough of a duo that shouldn't even be mentioned. So, you know, I think this is something that we'll have to continue to monitor as time goes on here.
Yeah, it's tricky. I was trying to think of how I would handle the situation, and I don't know. I don't know what I could do.
Yeah. So Adam talks with Sam. There's a little bit of some Sam drama here, where Sam is talking to Adam about, hey, you know, you got to watch out for those guys. They might start coming for you. You know, you're on the top and there are people in the middle. There are people on the bottom and there are people in the middle, and the people in the middle are going to want to try to control the people on the top. And, you know, these guys might start coming for you eventually. And, Adam's like, nah, my boys aren't going to come for me. I mean, they wouldn't do that, probably not for any particular reason, for sure. he then tells the guys about it, like, oh, Sam, you know, was thinking the guys are gonna come after me, what an idiot. But of course, then Dane is talking to Anthony about it. He's like, she was talking about I'm gonna come for her. She wants me gone. She's coming for me. We gotta get Sam out.
So the Sam thing has not completely died from last week. It's still going to rear its ugly head every once in a while. The whole Adam and Sam situation, that's actually the one thing I think Kaylin and Corey also were talking about, it are like more aware of, is that they're both talking about how they just constantly go around encouraging Adam and Sam, like, oh, you're so cute, you guys are the best couple, doing this, trying to make them feel comfortable doing that to put a bigger target on the showmance. Lots of people, not just the guys, but like the other side has also been talking constantly about, like, gotta get the showmance, biggest target. And most people seem to come down on the let's get Sam out situation more.
Yes. So Dane is going to go to Esty and Kiki and let them know that he was talking to Adam, and Adam said if he won the veto, he'd use it on Kiki. And Kiki's like, what?
Yeah.
What?
This makes no sense. It's just to get Esty out. They're trying to trick me. They think they can play it. They probably took all three of their brains together to think of this, what our one brain could do.
Yeah.
Kiki mentions a couple times talking to Esty, saying our one brain, which I think is amazing. That happens a lot.
By the way, I talked about how Chelsea talks to the cameras, and I'm excited to see more of that. Kiki also talks to the cameras, but Kiki doesn't say anything. Kiki just, when Kiki talks to the camera, she's like, I came in here, I've got a fire in me, and just wait for that fire to be released. It's gonna be amazing. Like, what are you why do you need to be saying this to the cameras? You're not telling us anything.
Look, because if someone comes in, Then you could just
which happened, you know, the day before.
Then maybe it's a little easier to dodge that. And you know, there was a lot of Kiki having to some bathroom issues going on today. Anyway, I was trying to relate that with fire. Is it appropriate? I apologize.
Oh man. So So basically what Dana's saying is that he feels like there's a backdoor in play. Dana's trying to tell them it's probably going to be Kaylin. Dana's kind of figured this out. He says they also talk about how if the nominations stay the same, or if, you know, Kiki comes down and somebody else goes up, maybe like Kaylin, that they would want Damian to stay, because they feel like Damian is willing to work with them and Damian can help them go after Sam. That's Sam. Gotta go after Sam. We need all the troops. Everyone. Round them up. We gotta get Sam out.
Yeah, Sam, the world's biggest target, who is definitely coming right for them.
Yeah.
A Sam HOH might be fun. Actually, not really. I mean, it would just be basically an Adam HOH, except there couldn't be any backdoor Sam plan.
It would be fun if she went after Dane, but Adam wouldn't let it happen.
Yeah, I like Dane. I liked the subplot going on in this episode of Dane trying to nap everywhere, but production not letting him. He's napping, and then he moved into the document room and was napping on the shelf.
Oh, boy. Anything else we need to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit more about Kiki talking to Damian about not trusting Mark. That's sort of reiterated a few times. Other than that, I think I had another subplot written down here that was funny. Oh, it's hot in the HRH room. Really important stuff.
Kira talked to Kaylin and actually had a decent conversation with her, and is like now kind of like, maybe we don't need to target Kaylin. I don't know what Kaylin said that convinced, like, I saw the conversation, but like, I don't know what it was that switched Kira. But Kira is kind of now like, maybe we can do something else, maybe, but it doesn't matter because Kira has no influence.
Yeah, and it's just going to hurt Kira more if Kira brings this up to Chelsea. Chelsea's like, stop, why are you trying to ruin my plan with Kaylin? Stop. So that might happen. Let's see. Oh, apparently Damian has a tattoo on his leg and has to put Sharpie on certain words. Found that out. This is, it's your fault for making me watch the feeds all day. This kind of information you get. Oh, the three boys, I think it was Damian and Mark and Anthony, I think, were making fun of Sam and Adam about how Sam apparently said that if anyone goes against them, they're not invited to the wedding. So,
yeah.
So that's that was actually one of Mark's funnier jokes, talking about how that has changed the whole game for him, and definitely his entire plan is now different because of this. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of funny. I feel like Damian, I kind of mentioned this before, Damian is generally doing pretty well, but I feel like he just needs to have a few more expressions. Sometimes just kind of sits there and is kind of mopey, and that's not great. Sam was getting really annoyed with that, about how Damian isn't sort of fighting for his spot. That was pretty funny, actually. Sam is ranting to Chelsea about, like, Damian, he was taking a nap before the nomination ceremony and stuff. I'm like, well, he was just told that he was the pawn. What do you want him to do? It's like no win situation.
This is from this morning, but it fits in perfectly with what I was talking about with Kiki talking to the cameras. I have some of the transcript here from BB Daily on Twitter. Kira's talking to the cameras, talking to the mirror also. The Kiki, I mean, you can do this. Why hold back? Show them why you are here. Show them they can't F with you. Put Kira up and make her think she's safe. But if she pulls herself off, put someone else up and make her think that was the plan all along. You don't have the right to F with my game. You struck first. I can't wait to strike back. I am not here to F around. I'm staying. Dane is staying. And Esty is staying. And we are going to F and turn this stuff around.
We have basically the same Kiki impression, so.
Chelsea, Sam, and Adam think they're the biggest trio in the game. You are not. You think Mark is on your side. He is not. He is not on anyone's side. You can't trust that guy with anything.
Yeah. I love how they see Mark as playing both sides, but Kiki is still like, oh, but Dane's not playing both sides. Dane's definitely with us.
I've got to say, I stand corrected. There was actually some game info in that one, so I'm okay with it.
There was game info, but it's not any different. It's the same things that she's saying out loud to Damian and to other people. So yeah. It's fine.
Also referring to herself in the third person quite a bit.
And she refers to herself as Kiki as well, right?
She's referring to herself in the third person to herself.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. So,
Damien also talked to the cameras this morning. I know it's just some people in the chat really wanted to catch some of it. I caught some of it before we went live. I believe he was saying something along the lines of like, sorry to my girlfriend for sucking at this game. And I probably shouldn't have voted to keep Mackie, but I wanted to show that my word was good and that like, hey, my word's got to be worth something. And I'm trying to, maybe it proved to Canada that I'm not just going to be pushed around by the popular kids.
It took Kiki one time to get on the block to really come out and have this fire. How many times do you think Damien needs to be put on the block before that happens?
Damien needs to make it to like final six and then he'll really have some fire.
Yeah. He's just going to ride the block all the way there.
He's just too chill. That's that's kind of why I like him, but it's also why he doesn't have a lot of fire.
Yeah. I mean, I think he just comes across kind of like the most sane, which is maybe why. I mean, he's kind of boring, but he's good too. There was another funny moment when Kaylin said that she was the best Big Brother player ever when she was at home sitting on the couch. So, kind of, I felt like she was adding me a little bit.
I mean, she's basically Erica.
Right, because that's what Erica was known for.
Yeah.
I mean, and Kaylin's won like 5 competitions, right?
Yeah, so. She's won 50% of the competitions she's played in.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. That's what we've got for you today.
Somehow the feeds were only on for a few hours.
It was a lot to unpack here because, things are shifting, nominations happening. I think that, from this point forward, the week will be a little more straightforward unless something weird happens with the veto. Thinking about the veto, I think that basically if Kaylin wins or if maybe Eddie wins, we would probably see the nominations stay the same. Although even Eddie, I feel like, might use the veto, but who knows? It really does look like Kaylin is in a lot of trouble here. Her best chance is, obviously herself or Eddie winning the veto. And other than that, we will likely see probably Damien come down if anybody but Kiki, Esty, or Dane win. And then if one of those three win, then we'll probably see Kiki come down and Kaylin will go up and probably a unanimous vote. Or close to
probably.
It.
I think there's a little bit of question of who Mark would take down if he won, but I think Mark would probably throw the veto if he was playing in it.
There was talk about like, Mark, would you take me down if you won the veto? And he was like, and they're like, he's lying to us. Yeah, Mark's not going to win the veto and, stuff like that.
So. Fun times though. I'm happy. Still too many people, but a lot of them are playing.
Yeah.
Not necessarily playing well, but they're active.
So. Yes. Melissa in the chat says Dane would take Kiki down. Yeah, Dane in particular has been getting a lot closer to Kiki and Esty, who have been gravitating toward Dane. As they go away from Mark, they're going toward Dane more. I think he really wants them to stay. He wants to work with them, and he has been getting closer with them. So that's starting to become a thing. That their relationship had been deteriorating, but now it's becoming even stronger. So definitely watch out for the Dane Kiki SD relationship. But that's what we've got for you today. Thank you for joining us. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. You can find Mary at Frail Mary.
Woo! I tweeted out a picture of a Dane sleeping on the shelf. So if you want to see that,
there you go. All right. So thank you once again for joining us. I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happened today on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And then Monday night, we will update the stock watch on the roundtable and everything else that's involved with that fun roundtable goodness. So I'll see you next time.